Benjamin Dix, the writer, spent 2 weeks with Bubba in Guinea-Bissau. He's been telling me more about the story behind Hooked.
I went to Guinea-Bissau earlier this year and spent about 2.5 weeks there. And I got to know a community of young guys and their girlfriends, which Bubba was one of those. And he then becomes the protagonist of the comic. And this group of people between kind of 18 to 30 years old, many of them were addicted to crack cocaine due to lack of employment opportunities. They left school at a young age, 13 to 17 years old, they were leaving school. And with not much to do after school, the kind of abundance of crack cocaine in these neighbourhoods led them to start smoking and kind of pull themselves out of the drudgery.
You can see very quickly with Bubba, it's the easy money. And he says what he thought was the best day of his life, which was the first time he actually sold some of this cocaine, which they found after cocaine was, I think, washed ashore after a shipwreck.
Exactly.
He sells some, gets a lot of money, thinks it's the best day of his life, and says, actually, it turned out to be the worst.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the you get this sudden influx of money, and it's he comes from an incredibly poor family and neighbourhood, and suddenly you've got $9,000 in your pocket, and you've won the lottery. Full respect to him, he went out and he didn't spend the money. He went out wisely, became an entrepreneur and bought a taxi and built a business. And that money was filtering back into his family. But then he started to enjoy the high life and he started to enjoy going out as one would. But then, you know, drugs started to creep into that social life and he got hooked.
It's a way of raising awareness, I guess, using this comic style, graphic novel style, yeah, you could say. It sort of reminds us a little bit of the sort of things we can see in, you know, comics in newspapers, for example. Do you think it's a good way of getting that message across?
Yes. I mean, I've been running this company, Positive Negatives, for the last nearly 4 years now. And we've done a number of projects about asylum seekers, migrant workers, and conflict, torture, sexual violence. I mean, really difficult, complex issues to tackle. The feedback that we get is incredibly positive because what we're trying to do is tell the stories behind the statistics. So we're telling the human story. So Bubba is often portrayed as a statistic, as this many drug addicts or because of this many tons of cocaine going from A to B. But it's not. It's someone's son or it's someone's father or daughter. And with the comics, the stuff that we produce, it's about those human stories that people absolutely resonate with. And then we can link that human story in a comic form to the wider picture of the statistics.
Has the real-life Bubba seen comic Bubba?
Yeah, the methodologies that I use to produce these comics, I'm doing this as a PhD in anthropology of violence. And the methodologies that we bring into the comics is to work with the communities to tell their own stories. So I spent 2.5 weeks with Bubba and his friends. Then I wrote the script before I left and I read him and his friends that script and they got to edit it. So that by the time I left, came back here and started working with Focus on Africa and Teo, the artist, we were very sure that story was representing his story. It wasn't my interpretation of his story. Then we send the artwork back to him. He can edit that and comment on that. And then we ink it and we have this final product.
And you can see the final episode of Hooked later today on Focus on Africa TV. Benjamin Dix, you're at Newsday on the BBC World Service.